بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all the things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Ameen. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about oppression according to the rules of Islam. And the title of the class today is Islam Never Oppresses the Wives. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about oppression. We already learned that oppression is three types. The worst type of oppression is associating partners with Allah. The second type of oppression is oppression of the self through committing sins. And the third type of oppression is oppression of other people. That is to say, not fulfilling your duties towards them or preventing them their rights. Last week we learned about the oppression of the parents. Today, inshallah, we will learn that Islam never oppresses the wives. But it is the Muslim husband who doesn't obey the rules of Allah regarding the wives. He actually is the oppressor, not the rules of Islam. Inshallah, we will learn about the rights of the wives in Islam. We'll start by learning the rights of wives in Islam. In Islam, wives has two rights, financial rights and non-financial rights. The financial rights, number one, the dowry. This is the money to which the wife is entitled from her husband when the marriage contract is completed. Did you have this one, the dowry? It is the right which the man is obligated to pay to the woman. We will read from Surah An-Nisa, Surah number 4, verse number 4. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا.
Give the woman who you marry their obligatory bridal money given by the husband to his wife at the time of marriage with a good heart.
Actually, this is a proof that the wife has the right to have the dowry, and actually it must be given to her in a good heart. Actually, the prescription of the dowry or mahr demonstrates the seriousness and importance of marriage contract in Islam, and also is that it must be given with a good heart. The second right of the wife, the second financial right of the wife is spending. The scholars of Islam agreed that it is obligatory for husbands to spend on their wives. We will read from Surah number 4, Surah An-Nisa, the same chapter, the women chapter, chapter number 4, verse number 34. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم.
Men are the protectors and maintainers of women because Allah has made one of them to excel the other and because they spend to support them from their means.
So actually, sister, this is a proof that spending is the duty of the husband in Islam, and it is the right of the wife. Spending means providing the wife with her needs. Actually, it was narrated that a woman came to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and said, "O Messenger of Allah, my husband is a stingy man who doesn't spend enough on me and my children except for what I take from his wealth without his knowledge. Is there any sin on me for doing that?" The Messenger of Allah said, "Take from his wealth on a reasonable basis only, what is sufficient for you and your children." So again, this is a proof that spending is the duty of the husband, and if he is not fulfilling his duty, the wife has the right to take from his wealth without his knowledge, but on a reasonable basis only. The third financial right of the woman in Islam is accommodation. It is the wife's right to have that her husband should prepare for her accommodation according to his means and abilities. If he is rich, he can prepare a good house or a big house, and if he is poor, he can prepare a simple apartment, rent even one bedroom for his wife, but still she has the right of having an accommodation, a private accommodation in Islam. He is not supposed to tell her, you must live with my parents because, you know, I prefer that we live with my parents. I prefer that in spite of spending the money for renting or buying a house, let us keep that money and let us live with our parents. She has the right to refuse and to tell him, my right is that I must have my private place to live in, my private apartment or house. So, accordingly, so long this is my right, I don't want to live with your parents. Let us live in a small apartment, one bedroom, rent, but my right is that I must have my private accommodation so long you can prepare it. Okay? Number two, regarding the rights of the wives in Islam, number two is the non-financial rights, or the non-financial rights. Non-financial rights mean, sister, the kind treatment. We will read regarding the kind treatment of Islam of the husbands to their wives from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 222.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف. And they, women, have rights over their husbands similar to those of their husbands over them.
Allah is clarifying that the wives are having rights over their husbands in the same way their husbands are having rights on them. This is a proof of the equality of the women and the men in Islam regarding the rights. Women have rights and men have rights. Okay, we will have again the proof regarding the kind treatment of the wives in Islam from Surah, from chapter 4, chapter, the chapter of the women, verse number 90.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعاشروهن بالمعروف فإن كرهتموهن فعسى أن تكرهوا شيئا ويجعل الله فيه خيرا كثيرا.
And treat them in a kind way. If you dislike them, it may be that you dislike Allah brings through it a great deal of good.
So again, sister, this is the proof from the verses of the Quran regarding the command of Allah to the Muslim husband to treat their wife in a kind way. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the world and all the things are precious, but the most precious thing in the world is a righteous woman. He also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, fear Allah regarding women. Treat women kindly. The best of you is the best to his wife, and I am the best to my wife. The more civil and kind a Muslim is to his wife, the more perfect in faith he is. All these are proofs of the command of Allah and command of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, regarding the kind treatment of the wife. In the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty taught us the rules of the kind treatment regarding marriage in Islam. We will read from Surah Ar-Rum, verse number 21. Verse number 21. Read it many times.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون.
And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives among yourselves, that you may find repose in them. And he has put between you affection and mercy.
Verily, in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect.
So actually, sisters, the three factors which every spirit needs in marriage according to the rules of the Quran are aribos, affection, and mercy. These are the three factors which are the most important for Islam, for the marriage to be successful in Islam. And in this class, inshallah, we will learn the following. We will learn the practical guide for the kind treatment of the wives in our daily life, and we will learn the proof that Islam and the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, actually they both encourage the kind treatment of the wife, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the role model for all the Muslim husbands regarding the kind treatment of the wife. And actually, we will learn that whoever is not following these rules is oppressing his wife, her rights. He is an oppressor, but Islam is not the oppressor. Okay? At the beginning, we want to learn what is the meaning of having a ribos in marriage. It means, number one, that both husband and wife must be always together. It is the admiration and love that makes the husband and wife to enjoy being together as they feel happy and warm. They are always looking for the time to spend together. Even when the wife is cooking in the kitchen, her husband will try to come to help her or just to talk to her as he likes her companionship. The whole weekend they are either in the house or outside, but they are still together, living the feeling of unity and belonging. Actually, the ideal meaning of having a ribos in marriage. Number two, they always try to make each other happy. When hearts are full of sincere love and care, they will always look for the happiness of the marriage partner, as his or her happiness is the source of the happiness of the other partner. Those husbands and wives whom they have affection attitude towards their spouses, they always try all the means to make them happy and satisfied. This happiness may cost them to work day and night or to travel abroad or to forget about their own wishes, but they don't care for all of these sacrifices as they look to sacrifice for the sake of their spouses whom they love, admire and care, and they like to spend time with them. Regarding affection, affection is one of the second factors for marriage success. Allah the Almighty said in Surah number 4, verse number 19, and live with them in a kind way. In this verse, Allah the Exalted is instructing the husbands to be nice to their wives and to treat them in the best of their ability. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the most perfect believers in belief is the best of them in character. The best of you are those who are the best to their women. And again, sisters, as Muslims, we must memorize these sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And we must memorize these verses of the Quran, because most of the Muslim husbands, okay, are under the impression that being the leader of the home means that I must have a very strong personality, I must give commands, I must have decisions alone, you know. This is the proof that I am the leader of the house or of the family. Okay, but in Islam, as we clarified, marriage equal to have a ribos, affection and mercy. And affection means that the husband must treat his wife in the best of his ability. He must be nice. He must follow the advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be, actually, if you want to be the best as a believer, you must be the best regarding having the best manners to their wives. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is telling us that a husband's treatment of his wife reflects his good character. And his good character is a reflection of his faith. If a Muslim husband wants to prove that he has a strong faith in Allah, he is living his life according to the rules of Allah, let him prove this fact through his kind treatment to his wife. Okay? It is not acceptable for a Muslim husband to try to prove all the time that he is praying and he is fasting and he is reciting the Quran. That is to say, he is a strong believer in the oneness of Allah. And at the same time, when you try to evaluate how he is treating his wife, you will find that he is treating his wife in a very tough way, and he is not giving her her rights, and he is an oppressor. Okay, this is actually contradict his proof or his trial to prove that he is a believer in the oneness of Allah. Because if you are a true believer in the oneness of Allah, you will fear Allah. And if you fear Allah, you will try all the time to be obedient to the rules of Allah. And Allah the Almighty commanded the husband, as we just recite now from the Holy Quran, that the husbands must treat their wives in a kind way. And if they don't like a character in their wives, there may be a lot of good in that wife. So they must try to look for the good in their wives and not to focus on what they don't like and have that, you know, as an attitude to treat the wife, you know, in a tough way. This is against the belief in the oneness of Allah, a fact which most of the Muslim husband needs to remember, because they always show Islam in a very bad way when they treat their wives in a tough way, when they don't respect them, when they are not kind to them, when they don't give them the affection and the mercy which Allah commanded them to give. They show non-Muslims that Islam is the religion of oppression of the wives, and Allah will be the one to judge those Muslim husbands, and Allah will be the one to punish them on the Day of Judgment, because actually this is a bad reputation to Islam, and this is the door which most of the people attack Islam through, and it is the door of oppression of the women. Okay, so we will learn now about Prophet Muhammad, the role model of Muslims, whom all the Muslims are commanded to follow him in all his acts and sayings, because he is, you know, the practice of the Quran. Allah the Almighty sent for us the message of the Quran through the words of Allah. But if you want to see or to learn about someone who is a walking Quran, this is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So every Muslim husband who is looking for the way or the schedule or for the reference or the guidance to treat their wives, let them follow the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, whom we will mention some of the events or some of the ways or some of his attitude and character with his wife, so that there will be no way for any Muslim husband to say, I don't know how to treat my wife, I am not sure, you know, this is her right or not her right, I am not sure why she deserves my good treatment or kind treatment. Your wife deserves your kind treatment if you are a believer in the oneness of Allah and you are a follower of the Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now we will learn examples of the great husband, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, how he showed his affection to his wife. Number one, knowing their feelings. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was telling Aisha, his wife, may Allah be blessed with her, I know well when you are blessed or angry from me. Aisha replied, how you know that? He, peace be upon him, said, when you are pleased with me, you swear by saying, by the God of Muhammad. And when you are angry, you swear by saying, by the God of Ibrahim. You see? So this is how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, you know, the messenger of Allah, the best created ever human being, how he is, you know, very sensitive regarding the words of his wife. When she will call him, when she will swear, saying, by the God of Ibrahim, Muhammad will feel that she is angry with him because she didn't say, by the God of Muhammad. She is trying to avoid his name. You know, sending to him a signal that I am not happy with you. And he will care for this. You know, he will not follow other Muslim husbands whom they will say, this is none of my business. Okay, she is happy, she is not happy, this is her own business. Okay, let her take her time and she will be okay. Okay, I will not give her any damn, you know, because I am a strong man, because I am the leader of the family, because I am the one spending, because I am the one providing. Okay, this is not actually the manners of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. This is not supposed to be the manners of the Muslim husband, because it is your duty to spend. And as I clarified at the beginning of the class, you know, it is not an advantage to your wife to spend. This is your duty in Islam. Your duty in Islam is to prepare accommodation, private place for your wife to live in. Again, it is not an, you know, an advantage to your wife or something, you know, a blessing from you. No, this is your duty. So when you fulfill your duties, okay, she is not supposed, you know, to feel that, you know, this is something, you know, which you give it more than, you know, what is her rights. This is her rights. The right is to prepare a house, even, as I clarified, one bedroom rent. No problem. But her right is to have a private accommodation. Her right is that you must spend on her. Her right is that you must have good manners and not to remind all the time with the spending and providing and caring and, you know, protecting, because all these are your duties. You know, I'm trying to clarify this for the sake of Islam. You know, number two, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was demonstrating his love and loyalty to his wife. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, told Aisha, I am in my love and loyalty to you, just like Abi Zahra and Zahra, two other companions. Aisha replied, you are dearer to me more than my father and my mother. You are even more loyal and loving than that husband to his wife. What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this is that Abi Zahra was a man who was very loyal to his wife. Okay? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is demonstrating, is clarifying, is showing his love and loyalty to his wife. Okay? Unfortunately, some of the Muslim husbands, they are under the impression that if I show my love and loyalty to my wife, this means that I am a weak man. Because I have love and affection and these feelings, emotions, which are a clarification of weakness. Okay? This is not weakness. Actually, this is your duty. Okay, and you know, sister, this is the problem. The problem regarding oppression is that when we don't know the rights of other people, we are always under the impression that I am doing to them a lot of advantage. Okay, yes, this is out of ignorance. Okay, when we learn that kind treatment is the right of the wife, this means that expressing your good emotions, expressing the love and loyalty as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was doing to his wife, this is the right of the wife. When you don't show your love or loyalty to your wife, this means that you are oppressing your wife. And this fact, what I am mentioning today, is very important, because of the misunderstanding of most of the Muslim husbands regarding the rights, non-financial rights of the women in Islam. The rights for the wives are not only financial rights. The non-financial rights are more important. Kind treatment is the most important. Affection and mercy is a command from Allah to all Muslim husbands to show to their wives. So if the Muslim husband is not aware of that fact, he will be oppressing his wife, and she will be the one to have all his good deeds on the Day of Judgment out of his ignorance. So this fact must be clarified to every Muslim husband, showing your love, your loyalty, your care, your compassion to your wife is her right. And you must show this feeling to your wife, and you must follow your Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was using the best nicknames to their wives. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was calling Aisha, "Oh Aish." No, this is a nickname. He was having a nickname, okay? Yes. And actually, he was telling her, "This is Jibril, the angel of revelation, telling to the wife, to his wife, the greeting. May peace and blessing be upon him." You see how Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was trying all the time to make his wife feel the feeling of affection. He is giving her a very special name. You know, no one will call her with that name except him. You know, a proof that she is very close to his heart. He wants her to be happy. You know, sisters, I am very sorry to mention that most of the Muslim husbands are not aware of these facts. No one is teaching them, you know, this, side of the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. You know, when we learn Islam, we must learn, you know, everything about Islam. When we learn the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the Muslim scholars, the men, okay, they must teach all the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Not only to teach the part related to the message, and not to focus on, you know, how he was treating his wives. Because when the Muslim husbands don't learn these facts, unfortunately, they are always under the impression that it is better to have a space with your wife. It is better not to mention to her all your secrets. It is better to keep her busy with the kids, and you are the one whom you can reflect, plan, and decide. This is number one. Number two, you must always be serious with your wife. Don't talk to her much. Yes, this is unfortunately. Otherwise, you will lose your respect at home. Unfortunately. Yes, sisters, you know, in this class we are learning, you know, how to live Islam in our worldly life. We want, you know, to solve the problems of our worldly life. We are not just learning the verses of the Quran, you know, for the sake of the Quran. Then when you look to your worldly life, you will notice that it is the opposite direction of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the marriage is going down, and the families are in failure, and the kids are not in a good shape. And we don't know why. Most of the Muslims are praying and fasting, you know, and trying to obey Allah. This is not Islam. Islam is to live your life, you know, to obey according to all the rules, not just, you know, the acts of worship. No, acts of worship is one out of 62 parts of the duties. The rest of the duties is related to the others whom they are living with you. And the wife is actually the companion of the whole life. Accordingly, we must learn that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was encouraging every Muslim husband to treat his wife in the best treatment. This actually, again and again, must be taught in Jum'ah, Khutbatul Jum'ah. You know, every Friday when we have, you know, a meeting, you know, in the masjid for the Friday prayers, and most of the Muslim husbands are around in the masjid, they must teach them these facts. Not only for the sake of the wife, for the sake of the kids, for the sake of the family, for the sake of Islam, for the sake of the future and humanity. Because when the wife is oppressed, this means that there is failure in the family. This is a dysfunctioning family, and the kids will pay very high price for the oppression of the wives. And this is what we will learn in the coming classes regarding the oppression of the kids, you know, through the bad treatment of the wives, especially their mothers. So this is very important also to learn that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was tolerating for the happiness of their wives. Aisha, his wife, narrated that Abu Bakr, her father, entered to the home of Prophet Muhammad while two young girls were striking on the tambourine, okay, and singing. While Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was lying and covering himself with his clothes. And when Abu Bakr said to his daughter Aisha, "Your husband is sleeping. Ask these two daughters to stop singing, you know, while he is sleeping because of the high voice," Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, uncovered his face and told him, "Let them continue. It is the days of the festival of the Eid." You see, sisters, this is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. How many Muslim husbands, you know, will uncover their face and say, "Continue"? I am expecting them to uncover their face, but not to say, "Continue," actually. They will say something totally different. You know, sisters, this is the reality. I cannot hide the reality. You know, because actually, when you look to the Muslim family nowadays, you will be actually, you will feel very sad. And you will always question, what is the reason why the Muslim family, you know, is not a happy family? I, you know, it is none of my business to speak about non-Muslims. Okay, we are learning Islam, we are Muslims, we are discussing our own problems, because in Islam, the family is the most important unit of the community. Okay, Islam is, in Islam, the family is a very important corner, you know, in the community, and also the family is the basic unit for the, you know, success of Islam, you know, in the present and in the future. So if the family is not happy and if the family is not successful, we must try to check for the causes. Oppression of the wives is one of the most important causes of failure of the families in Islam. And when you ask the husbands why there is oppression regarding the wives, in spite of the fact Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was teaching all the Muslim husbands the best way to treat the wives, most of the husbands, they will tell you, "I don't know. I don't know this at all." And actually, you know, it is not known. It is not mentioned a lot, you know. They always hide this part of the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Also, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was depending on himself to relieve his wives. Aisha, his wife, was asked about the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his home. She replied, "He washes his clothes, cleans his shoes, and serves himself." You see, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was washing his clothes. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was cleaning his shoes. Can you imagine this? You know, this is the reality of the belief. This is the mercy. Okay? So long we are two human beings, let us help each other. You know, let us, you know, try to, you know, show that, you know, you are not the servant at home. You know, we are two human beings. And again, sister, this is actually the proof of the mercy When you have mercy in your heart, even if you have a servant at home, you will try to help the servant. Even if you are paying money for the servant to clean the house, to take care of the house, as a human being having mercy in your heart, you will not put all the burden on one human being. You will try also to help. This is not the servant. This is your wife. This is the one whom you choose to live all the life with you. You know, this is the one taking care of you and of the kids, of the house, of everything. So what is the problem to help? What is the problem to wash the clothes? To clean your own shoes? Why she's supposed to clean his shoes? Why? You know, yes, you must ask this question. There is any possibility that she will tell him, clean my shoes? You know what will be the result? He will beat her with that shoes. This is not for all the Muslim husbands. You know, there are Muslim husbands whom they fear Allah. But again, here I need to clarify a very important point. It is the rule of the mother how she raised her son, respecting his sisters at home. Because in most of the Muslim families, it is actually the mother whom she always have the plan that if she has, for example, a daughter and a son, the daughter will be the one to clean the house, the son will be the one to go out to spend the time with his friends. So he is growing, the husband is growing in a house or in a family where the mother is not fair in her treatment regarding a son and a daughter. He grows up believing that my sister is my servant. Okay? Yes, this is what is going on in most of the Muslim families. He is having a special, position at home. They are not equal. Son and daughter are not equal. He is more precious. He is more important. He is the future. He is carrying the name of the family. Accordingly, his sister must serve him or take care of him. Accordingly, when he will marry, he needs another servant. Okay? And that servant is his wife. So, the cause of all the trouble is how we raise our kids in the Muslim family. How we actually have different way of treating the son and the daughter. How we make the son, or how we raise the son believing that he is the highest priority. Okay? Whatever he wants to eat today, his sister must eat the same food. Suppose you have a son and a daughter, and the daughter wants to eat meat, and the son wants to eat chicken, it will be chicken. Yes, of course. And the mother will scold her daughter. What is the problem with you? Your brother wants to eat meat. That's it. You must sacrifice for him. He is your brother. This is how we raise our kids in the Muslim family. Accordingly, when he will marry and he wants to eat chicken, and his wife will try to tell him, I have a different point of view. This is totally, objected. Why you are telling your point of view? When I was in my home back, my mother all the time was following all what I am looking for. I was always having, a priority more than my sister. You know, this is actually the reason. Accordingly, sisters, if we are looking for the oppression of the wives, we must always remember the mothers. Okay? If you are a mother, try all the time to raise your kids, teaching them that the son and the daughter are equal to each other. She can clean the house once, he can clean the house the next week. When I was teaching in my Arabic class and I was teaching these facts, one of the mothers, Arabic speaking, she raised her hand. My son will never clean the bathroom. This is never for my son. This is only for my daughter. So I asked her why. She told me, no, this is disrespect for my son. What? Her son is 12 years old. Her daughter is 19 years old. But this is the disrespect of the 12 years old. I told her, you are the cause of the failure of the Muslim families. You see, sister, this is the problem. Yes, you must understand, or you must be aware, you know, of this, culture points of view, you know. Never. Then after we left the masjid, she followed me. Sister Mona, my son will never clean the bathroom. I told her, sister, I'm very sorry. I have an appointment with the dentist. Salamu alaikum. What is this nonsense discussion?
That's not even going to just make him think that he's better than women. That's going to make him think that he's better than people who, God forbid, have to clean bathrooms for a living. Like, that doesn't make you less of a person.
He's better than his mother.
Eventually. He's going to think he's better than his mother.
That's
scary.
This is what I will answer here tomorrow, Shabbat.
Yes.
Yes, I agree with you. You see,
that's awful.
You see, this is the way, you know, and when you start to teach them this, you know, about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, this is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. What is the meaning of this is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? The best ever created human being was cleaning his shoes. What about your son? Let's continue with the manners of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was feeling happy when their wives were happy. Aisha, his wife, narrated that my friends were coming to visit me and they were feeling shy of the Prophet, but he was telling them, but they were feeling shy that the Prophet is at home. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, always decided to leave the house for Aisha and her friends, and he was always telling her, let them in and I will be out, so that she will have time with her friends. Again and again, I hope that this class will be lessened by some of the Muslim husbands, so that inshallah they will send for me very bad comments. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, to continue about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. But Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was considering her best manners. He was considering his wife her best manners. What is the meaning of this? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the believer's husband should not hate his wife, because if he hates certain matter in her character, then he should not forget the other good manners in her character. Again and again, you know, this is, you know, the proof of the love, affection and mercy. When you love someone, you always look for the good, what is good in that one. You always try to forget about or to erase what is bad in that one. Okay? But to live our lives as a husband and wife, and the husband is all the time, his focus is on the bad character, or on, you know, what is not good in his wife. Maybe she is not a good cook. Maybe she is not cleaning the house in the best shape. Maybe she is not very beautiful in his eyes. But at the same time, maybe she is a very honest. Maybe she is well-mannered. Maybe she is respecting him all the time. No. The good manners are not the problem. The problem is what is bad in her. You know, this is against the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was always having his focus on the good manners of his wife. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was putting the bite in the mouth of her, in the mouth of his wife. What is the meaning of this? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, if you expend anything seeking the pleasure of Allah the Almighty, even if you put a bite in the mouth of your wife, he will calm them down. Even if you put the bite in the mouth of your wife. What is the meaning of this, sister? The meaning of this, sister, is that in Islam, whatever you provide to your wife is part considered for you a charity. Do you know this? So the more you provide to your wife, it will be considered for you as a charity. So Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was all the time providing the best food, and even he was giving the food to his wife in her mouth. You know, a proof of love, affection, care, everything. Continue. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was calming wives down in panic. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was putting his hand on the shoulder of his wife when she is angry and saying, "Oh Allah, forgive her sins, relieve her heart from anger, and protect her from distress." Can you imagine this, sister? You know, when she is angry, he will not be more angry. You know, immediately. So that she will never be angry again. She must learn the lesson. You know, this is the problem. You know, some husbands are under the impression that he must teach all the lessons to his wife from day one, so that she will obey him the rest of the life. So if one day she will try to show her anger, he must be more tough with her, so that she will never show her anger again. You know, this is how some of the husbands, you know, think or reflect or understand. But Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, when his wife was angry, he will put his hand on her shoulder, trying to calm her, as you do with your kid. You know, this is the way. Okay? And doing supplication for her, as if he is the weak side, not he is the strong side. You know, he is showing that he is the weak side. Doing dua for his wife, you know, to calm down. When we learn, these are the manners of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Why the Muslim husbands are not following these manners? Actually, inshallah, today I will mention this to the people in the mosque. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wiping the tears of his wife. Allah be blessed with her, one of his wives. She was traveling with the Prophet, and it was her turn to travel with him. She was slow in walking. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, received her while crying and saying to him, "You gave me a slow camel," seeing that, actually the meaning of this is that, you know, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he always chose one of his wives to travel with him. And one of them, you know, Safiya, she was a slow walking. But she doesn't want, you know, to admit that. She told him the camel was slow. You know, not she is the one slow. Okay? What he did with her, he wiped her eyes with his hands, okay, and tried to calm her down. He didn't tell her, "You are a liar. I will never take you again with me. I hope that you are not my wife. It is my mistake that I married a liar like you. You will be punished for these words of lying the rest of your wife, of your life, my dearest wife." He was wiping her tears, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Okay. Actually, sisters, these are the realities of the manners of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was a real mercy for the mankind. Now we will learn in practice. In our worldly life in 2011, okay, how the Muslim husband is supposed to treat his wife so that he will not be an oppressor on the Day of Judgment. Number one, he must teach his wife her religion. He must encourage her to learn the rules of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with his wives. This teaching will help her to realize that marriage is an act of worship to Allah. She will realize that obeying the rules of Allah regarding marriage is the way of happiness. Number two, and actually, sister, this will be a question for the husband, Muslim husband, on the Day of judgment. Did he teach his wife the rules of her religion or not? Did he help her to go to the mosque or to any place to learn her religion or not, because this is his duty? Number two, to lend a hand to his wife when she needs help, when she's tired, ill, having her monthly period, he must lend a hand to his wife. Number three, he must support her psychologically. When she is sad or feeling lonely, he must try to support her with love, care, and mercy.
There's masjids that just skip over those family topics, and then when they think about it, I don't know, a few times a year, they just beg. The whole khutbah is just beg, beg, beg. Please tell your children do this. Please tell your children do that. And then they never speak about it again. It's like you leave the masjid with this feeling of panic, and you're only focused on the panic.
Yes.
You're not focused on the message.
Mm. Yes, I agree with you 100. They make you to feel guilty,
mm-hmm.
you know, but you don't know what to do.
Yes.
How can I treat the problem? This is none of their business. This is your own business. You know, and suppose you are a new Muslim, you are working, you don't have time to learn, to have the knowledge, what can I do? I will be very upset, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point?
Exactly.
Yes, inshallah. Let us continue with how Muslim husbands are supposed to treat their wives, to respect her emotions. That is to say, not to criticize his wife in front of anyone, even members of her family, even her parents, and especially her kids. Please remember that the most harmful thing for a woman is that someone should witness her being scolded. Again and again, sisters, this is the most dangerous for the kids. When the kids will realize that their father does not respect their mother, they will never respect their mother. They will never obey her. They will never try, you know, to follow the rules of the family. They will be lost because they don't have any guidance. They refuse to have a guidance from someone whom she is not respectable by their father. The next is that not to overreact and become angry for simple mistakes. Actually, my dearest husband, when your wife offers you food which is not to your liking, for example, it is cold, try to remember the characters of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who never criticized food. If he liked it, he ate it. If not, he just leave it. So let us not try always to overreact and become angry for simple mistakes, believing that I am the leader of the house, I am the one spending, I am the one working, I am the one providing, so I have the right to become angry at any time, and I have the right to overreact. Next, the Muslim husband is not supposed to disclose any secrets that his wife has entrusted to him, or to spread any story that she has told him in confidence, as actually this is forbidden in Islam. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, among the worst type of the people in the sight of Allah on the Day of Judgment is a man who enjoys his wife intimate company and she enjoys his intimate company, and then one of them goes and discloses the secrets of the other. This is a sign of dishonesty which Allah forbids, and it is a sin which Allah punishes for. Also, disclosure of the secrets is a sign of loss of belonging between the husband and the wife, and loss of trust. Again, my dearest husband, I need to remind you that every wife is always looking for the feeling that she is still beautiful and attractive to her husband even when she's old. So try to be kind to her by expressing your admiration for her beauty, nice look, and good shape. This is very supporting for her psychological condition. Also, being kind to your wife means that not to, to neglect to have a touch of gentle humor from time to time. Aisha, the wife of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, reported that once she was on a journey with the Prophet, peace be upon him, she challenged him to a race and she won. Later, when she had gained weight, she raised him again, but this time he won and told her, "This is for that." This is an example of the mercy and easygoing nature that makes a wife happy. My dearest husband, you must treat the family of your wife with respect and appreciation as you respect and appreciate your family. And this is very important for the wife. A sign of mercy to your wife, which she will try to respond to it by treating your family the same way. Again and again, sisters, every one of us is looking for his own benefit. If the husband wants his wife to respect his family and to treat them in a kind way, he is supposed to treat her family in the same way, with respect and with care. But unfortunately, again and again, it is always in the culture of some of the Muslim countries that the family of the husband is superior to the family of the wife. Yes. So, the first day of Eid, we must invite the family of the husband. The second day for the family of the wife. Okay? Yes. In many cultures, this is going on. The family of the husband is the highest priority. Okay? Because the husband is the leader of the family. Okay? The husband is the one who has the right to divorce. The husband is the one who can break the family. The wife doesn't have that right. Accordingly, his family is the priority. This is wrong in Islam. Because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, None of you can be a true believer, the meaning of the hadith, except when he likes for himself what he likes for others. If you want your wife to respect your family and to love them, you must love her family and respect them. Okay? Next, my dearest husband, you must be generous with your family and children, because this is a sign of kindness, which you will be rewarded for by Allah, as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The best charity is that which you spend on your family." And the husband should court his wife in all his decisions, children affairs and mutual affairs. This consultation is mentioned in the Quran in Surah number 42, verse number 38. بسم الله الرحيم استجابوا لربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأمرهم شورى بينهم ومما رزقناهم ينفقون.
And those who answer the call of their Lord, to believe that He is the only one Lord, Allah, and to worship none but Him, and perform a salat, and who conduct their affairs by mutual consultation, and who spend of what we have bestowed on them.
Okay. So actually, sister, discussing the children affairs and other mutual affairs will strengthen the feeling of belonging and sharing, and will make the wife to feel that her husband respects her way of thinking and he is always in need of her participation in the family decisions. Again, sisters, the kind husband is the one who supports his wife during trials and hardship, during illness, especially the severe illness, the chronic ones, which cause the feeling of being a burden, unwanted, or even a problem in life. Again and again, if the husband will follow the rules of Allah, that is to say, to have mercy and affection towards his wife, he is not supposed to be kind to his wife so long she is strong, she is having good health, she is doing all the job at home. Unfortunately, if she becomes sick, or she has a chronic illness, or she has cancer, or whatever of these actually severe illnesses, he is not supposed to show her that she is a burden on him. How life will go while she is sick now. This is a very big disaster at home. We must look for someone to come and to help. She can go and stay with her family and he has to find a solution. She can stay in the hospital because who will take care of her? And, you know, these kind of feelings which the sick person or the ill person cannot tolerate. When you are healthy, you have a strong you are strong psychologically. But when you are sick or ill, you are very weak psychologically and you become very sensitive. So whenever you will feel that you are a burden or you are unwanted or you are causing trouble or you are not fulfilling your duties towards your family, you will feel, the wife will feel very guilty. And actually this is very bad feeling for any ill person, especially the cancer patients. You know, they are always supposed to be in a very good mood and to feel that they are needed and they are still, they can still participate. They are doing their jobs. You know, the family is happy with them. But if the husband will show his wife that, you know, this is too much for us, now it will be a long, trip. Time with you during your illness, okay, this means that, you know, he is oppressing her, and this means that Allah the Almighty will be the witness for that oppression on the Day of Judgment. She has enough. She is in a trial. She is in hardship. She is, having, especially, actually, sister, this is with the cancer patients. You know, because I worked actually with the cancer patients, but I worked with the kids whom they have cancer. And you can't imagine the feelings of the parents, you know, when the kids are having cancer. But also, when the mother will have cancer, she will be all the time feeling guilty regarding her kids. Who will take care of them? Who will raise them? Who will take care of the house? If I die at any time. And Allah, the Almighty, only Allah knows how the pain of cancer is. How the chemotherapy is causing severe weakness, for those patients. So she is weak, and she is lonely, and she is afraid, and she is in great need of, a kind word. So it will be the great oppression for that wife, especially if she, cared for that family, or if she actually served that family for a long time, 15 years, 20 years, but unfortunately, when she became sick, okay, her husband is not actually tolerating and he doesn't know what to do. This is the reality of oppression, which every Muslim husband must be away from it. رحيم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه وسلم. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. Ameen. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the Day of Judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Allah, make the best of our deeds, our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life, our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our life, the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. At the end of the class, sisters, the saying of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of you is the best to his family and I am the best to my family. This is actually the advice to every Muslim husband who is following the manners of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This advice is clarifying that if you want to be of the best Muslims, you must be the best to your family. This is the manners of the best ever created human being, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, Islam is the religion of mercy to the wife. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was the best human being to his wife. If there is any oppression regarding the wife in Islam, it is related to those Muslim husbands whom they don't follow the rules of the Quran and the manners of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is their problem, not the problem of the religion of Islam, not the problem of the rules of the Quran, not the problem of the manners of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And may Allah guide all the Muslims to follow the Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him.